Politicians from across the Czech political scene have expressed concerns about the lack of democratic principles employed during Russia's presidential election, while the Czech Foreign Ministry said it regrets that Russian authorities didn't allow for an open race of all the candidates. The opposition also shared concerns for the future of Russian democracy. Jan Richter has this report.
Regrets and hope. These words come out in Czech reactions to the result of Sunday's presidential elections in Russia, in which Dmitry Medvedev, handpicked by the incumbent Vladimir Putin, recorded a landslide victory. Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek congratulated Mr. Medvedev on his success on Monday, but said restrictions for other candidates were incompatible with democracy. Zuzana Opletalová is the spokeswoman for the Czech Foreign Ministry.
In the context of the internal developments in Russia today, the results of the presidential elections come as no surprise. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Czech Republic expresses regret at the fact that the Russian authorities, with their restrictive approach, failed to provide equal conditions for all candidates. And like in the case of the December parliamentary elections, did not enable the deployment of a fully-fledged independent election observation mission.
Russian authorities have been accused of giving Dmitry Medvedev preferential treatment over other candidates. Lubomír Zaorálek is shadow foreign minister for the strongest opposition party in the Czech parliament, the Social Democrats.
This procedure is incomparable with election in West European countries, it's clear. But on the other hand, we have to see that this process of opening of totalitarian regimes is a very intricate process. There are steps forward and steps back, and I'm convinced that it's now very hard to prognose what will be the future development of the situation, who will be really Mr. Medvedev, and we have to wait. And I don't agree that we can say now that it will be only puppet in Putin's hands. I'm convinced that the situation is open.
The leader of the Russian Communist Party, Gennady Zyuganov, who finished second in the presidential ballot with more than 17% of votes, has also complained about infringement of voting procedures. Czech communists, for their part, agree with their Russian comrades. Hasan Sharfo is the head of the External Relations Department of the Czech Communist Party's Central Committee.
The result of presidential election in Russia was expected. Means that this result was in advance calculated with, because, as you know, the media in Russia are in the hand of the government, and this media were in favor of one candidate, Medvedev. This is a signal that this election was not fair and in any case non-just. We hope that Russia will continue in democratic change, and this phenomenon would not be repeated in next election.
Commenting on the Russian presidential election and Mr. Medvedev's victory, both the Czech government and the opposition have expressed hope that the change in the Kremlin will not have a negative impact on Czech-Russian relations, which are currently hampered by American plans to build a radar base in the Czech Republic.
Jan Richter there on reactions to the presidential elections in Russia.